Okay, this is the April 16th, 2009 meeting of the Pacifica National Board's National Finance Committee. And I'm calling this meeting to order. And I believe we have a quorum. And I'd like to ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to call the roll.
Okay, Grace Aaron. Ryan Edwards Seekert.
Here.
Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Campbell Johnson, is he? Alberto Luera.
Present.
R. Paul Martin is right here. Summer Reese. Jamie Ross.
Here.
LeVarn Williams.
Present.
Susan Young.
Present.
Is that Susan Young?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, we have seven.
Somebody else just got on the phone. Did somebody else just join the call? Okay. No one on the committee, I guess. Okay, so
Amy, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry.
Maybe it's my phone. Let me see.
No,
I just can't hear you.
Me.
Okay.
It's me.
Okay.
The hands-free handset is not
working. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll do it the old-fashioned way. So we have quorum, and we have an agenda, which I've sent around, which is a draft agenda. People are free to add items or move things around. This was kind of an impromptu draft. So, but anyway, I had one review current recent financial documents, and actually we've just received quite a few documents, including an income statement through March, which is good, broken out by unit. Two, status of cash flow forecast production. Three, a motion regarding items for the PNB in-person meeting from Susan Young, which she wanted to bring through this committee. I believe she still does, but is that correct, Susan?
I'd like to discuss it with the committee and see if we think it makes sense.
Okie dokie. Then four, report from Emergency Cash Working Group. We did have a working group meeting, I can't remember when, like 2 weeks ago, since our last committee meeting. Five, update on BAI back rent situation. And six, update on WPFW. I do hope Campbell makes the call. There was
want me to call him?
Sure. There was a reference to an update from WPFW at our most recent PNB meeting, but we ran out of time for it.
I'll go off the call and try to get him. I'm driving, but I think I can get him.
Okay, well, be careful. Okay. Yeah, we don't encourage driving and calling at the same time.
The state of California doesn't permit it.
Right. Well, I'm sure that she's not in the state of California, right? Right now, correct? Okay, so are there any other items that people would like to add?
I move to approve the agenda.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the agenda.
So this is LeBaron. I don't believe I received it. I'm looking through my inbox, and I don't see an agenda.
The subject line is NFC meeting 41609. It's included
in
that
email. I
sent it
last night. I can send it to you again.
Let me just look.
But I believe reviewing the current financials is going to take a good amount of time since we have quite a few documents here.
Jamie, I only saw a consolidated income statement. You said there's one with a unit-by-unit breakout?
Yes, there is, and it was one of the very last things to arrive, and it's called All Consolidated _ Quarterly _ Income Statement _.
Is that the subject line or the Excel?
That is the name of the file, and the line of the email, let me check here. It is called, I think it's called Pacifica Foundation Consolidated and Fiscal Units March 2009 Results. The first page is a consolidated, but then it has different tabs, one for each station.
Maybe that's in here.
It's pretty thorough.
No, mine only has one tab. Let's see.
There may be, we might have gotten it twice with the same name.
No, you didn't. It was exactly what you said, Jamie. It was the second one has all of it in there, and it has all, I think. The other just was consolidated. It was just for the total specific foundation.
If you want me to, Brian, I'll just forward you the email.
No, now that I'm looking for it, yes. I think I have it. Wait.
I'd like to just tell everybody that because we have so many of these spreadsheets, I am going to be asking everyone to reference the spreadsheet file name that you're going to talk about, because I can't go through these too fast.
Do you have it there, Brian?
I have one I hadn't seen before that's KPFK cache, CRA cache.
Here, I'll just forward it to you right now. And here it comes. And it's called All Consolidated Quarterly Income Statement. So anyway, with regard to the agenda, so there's nothing else to add here? So then why don't we get going then on...
So it's passed without objection?
Yes.
Okay, no objection. Why don't we get going on the review of the new documents? Let's see, Lavarne, we have gotten several documents here.
Oh, absolutely.
I believe it's kind of going to take, it's asking a lot to walk through them all, but which one would, for me, one of the highest priorities is the income statement, of course. Which ones would you think were the priorities to go through at this meeting?
We could go through the consolidated, but then I think we want to really look at WBAI.
Okay. Okay.
Well, and we also have a projected cash flow, which was sent to me late this evening on WBAI. I've looked at it some. I haven't been able to, like, do some comparisons to some of the other numbers that we have. We also have a cash flow for the archives, cash flow for T, and a cash flow for K.
Okay.
So why don't we just briefly go over, like you said, go over the consolidated income statement, just look at the results. And then we can go from there.
Okay, that's. Oh, did the income statement for BAI? Did that come from Tony?
The cash flow, yeah, it came
the
from
the cash flow. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And Drew and I, and you know, we would think that Tony. I think Tony was copied, so I'm sure he approved.
Okay. 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 So let's take a look at the consolidated. I mean, it's got five tabs, so we'll have to be kind of, you know, jump around a bit.
This is consolidated quarterly income statement October to March, what, 9?
Yeah, all consolidated quarterly
all
income.
All consolidated, right. And this is for the first half of FY, what, 9?
Right, and it has a breakout for each station. It has a tab, a separate tab. And then it's got a consolidated tab. So let's see. Lavarne gave us a summary showing that the year-to-date revenues were off by about $500,000.
Right. Summary. Yeah, off by year-to-date. Off by $500,000. That that expenses are, I believe, were right.
Where they were supposed to be.
Let me just pull mine up also here.
This is Summer. I just wanted somebody to...
Hi, Summer.
Thank you. Hi.
Hey, do you have the documents that we just got sent?
I'm sorry, you're talking to me?
Yeah, are you...
I'm not in front of a computer.
Not in front of a computer.
Yeah,
oh,
sorry.
Okay. Nope, no problem. And the overall deficit for the foundation is about $500,000.
Shortfall.
Shortfall, yes, shortfall. Okay.
Pull up my little up the line here.
And I was just jogging through some of the stations.
Very good.
And KPFA.
Not good.
Yeah, is this, Brian, does this concur with your...
Yeah, I just, our business office just showed me March numbers, sent it to me while I was napping today. The bottom line squares up. I haven't squared up everything else.
Okay, and let's see. Well, why don't we take a quick look at KPFK, because it seems to me that there's a $164,000 deficit year-to-date, when the budget calls for $156,000 surplus, leading to a $320,000 shortfall.
You said KPFK?
KPFA.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Does that seem right? Is that what?
It looks right to me. Again, I haven't had much time to look at them.
Sure, I understand.
The business office dropped in, they didn't do a forecast, but they dropped in budget numbers for the rest of the year. In other words, if our income and expenses, they showed what it would be if our income and expenses were as budgeted for the remainder of the fiscal year.
Right.
Which we probably won't achieve, but that would leave an $83,000 deficit.
Deficit versus, you know, below zero, not below budget.
Below zero, not below budget, right, because okay. The budget showed a surplus.
Okay.
One big thing we haven't figured out yet is we're coming up very short on CPB revenue. We use the budget figure provided at the national office, which is usually correct to the penny. I know our general manager's been calling over there. But
yeah, I see this here. This is for everybody. This is on the KPFA tab on this document, row 15, columns BL, B0, and BP. That's what I've been looking at, the year-to-date stuff.
Yeah.
It says that your actual for the community service grant is $91,000, and you're budgeted to get $215,000.
Yeah, ouch.
Do you know, and you don't know what that's about?
We're hoping it's an error, and again, our manager has been following up on that.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything, but I can check with Lynn right now to see.
That would be great.
Look at that. Which line?
15, row 15.
You know, LaVarne, we had, when you were off the committee last year, we had a situation where CPB decided we weren't eligible for the minority bonus in the grant. And our business manager at the time, Lois Withers, walked them through the numbers, and they came to the conclusion that they'd made a mistake.
Oh, okay.
And they issued us a catch-up payment of $91,000 this year. So it might be that the income statement is only showing the catch-up payment and not the actual community service grant disbursement.
Okay, I'm looking at the second release here. So I'll check it. Also, it's not that I was off the committee last year. I was not on the I was not a member of the.
You were free. You were free.
Are the LSC right?
Right.
Okay,
so that's 120 that might be fixable. We're doing a catch-up fundraiser today, whose goal was $60,000. We were about 35 when I left the station at 1 p.m., so
this
we'll probably be close to it.
A one-day on-air thing?
Yeah, one-day catch-up.
Yeah.
It's our 60th birthday this week.
Oh, okay.
And the major donor line, which is the second line, often doesn't come in exactly the months budgeted. We had a big major donor event last night, so that may square up a little bit closer to budget over time. So hopefully the revenue side of this is going to true up. There's no similar accounting quirks on the expense side. We are overspending.
Okay, so you're saying the fund drive today wasn't planned for in the budget?
No. No, it's a catch-up for our $120,000 shortfall in the winter drive.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. The line below the community service grant is the other CPB thing, which I can't remember what it stands for.
National Program Production and Acquisition Grant. It's the 27.5% of the CSG grant that's supposed to be restricted for spending on national programming.
Okay.
So that would be the money that gets passed through to Free Speech Radio News.
Okay.
So it looks like we're only showing the catch-up payment and what it takes to zero out our FSRN payment, not the actual remainder of the CPB money.
Right. Okay. And then as far as expenses, you're behind on total salaries. The actual, I'm on now on row 42, columns once again BLB0BP.
Mm-hmm.
The year-to-date actual is 1.262 million. the budgeted is $1.089 million. So there's
about $180,000 over.
Yeah, and that you believe is real?
Yeah, oh yeah, without question. I mean, the cuts called for in the budget have not been implemented, aside from a small amount of attrition, closing some positions when they opened.
Okay. Do they plan to make those cuts?
They say so. I don't have a date.
Gotcha.
Which I probably shouldn't, I guess, since it's personnel issues.
Exactly.
We had good revenues in the first 3 months of the year, and I think they had hoped to lessen to some degree the amount of cuts. I certainly don't think that's feasible given these numbers.
Right. Okay. Well, that's helpful. I'm sorry to see that, but okay, now we've got the sheet here. Okay, and then the rest of the items show small surpluses, I think. Programming. You're actually spending less than the budget.
Yeah.
Okay, so that explains your situation. Well, that's very helpful. Okay, are there any more questions about KPFA? Okay,
anything extra Brian would want to share with us?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'm going to need to go over those numbers with our general manager and the folks in our business office, particularly the CPB money, which is a big chunk right now. Look, the bottom line is we have the cash in the bank to run a small deficit for a small amount of time, but the cuts need to happen.
Right.
It's not a situation that's going to affect the foundation stability from a cash point. Like, we're not going to be drawing down or deferring payments to the national office anytime soon because of what we have in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an immediate threat, but it's a point of concern anywhere you're running a deficit.
Right. Okay, and let's move on to the next station, KPFK. And I go down to the bottom line there, which is row 175. Let's see, it says the actual year-to-date shows a surplus of $345,000. The budget calls for a surplus of $255,000, so they're doing $89,000 better than the budgeted expectation. So, Summer, do you have any? I know you don't have the document in front of you, but
we're having our finance meeting on Monday because half of our finance committee was in New York, so I'm afraid I can't add a lot to what's there. We're still getting acquainted with our new business manager and everything.
Okie dokie.
I'm just glad we're doing better than expected, which is, far better than last year. So.
No, it's good. Let's see. I mean, according to these numbers, it's good to go through these things. Sometimes you find that they're not quite right, but according you've got $200,000 extra in listener support that beyond the budget.
Well, our new manager has definitely been doing a good job in terms of, making the fund drive successful and everything. So I think that is and doing things to collect some of our unfulfilled pledges.
Oh, good.
So I think that's probably helping us because he's put a lot of attention to that.
Yeah, I think Sean is great.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing, and it's such a pleasure.
Yeah.
So I mean, definitely that's been a big subject of discussion, is going after the unfulfilled pledges to try and bring those numbers up. So.
And anyway, so row 19 on KPFK shows total revenues. Some of these are, I think that's a surplus of 100. You're ahead of the budget by $191,000.
I'm correcting those right now, and I'll send it out to you.
That's okay.
Yeah,
we
had gone over it initially, and it was okay. So there's a reversal here. So I'm correcting those numbers, and I'll send it out.
That's it. And then salaries and related, it seems that you're spending $47,000 more than the budget, which...
That would be doing the severance later than budgeted, I think.
Okay.
Because you're looking at year-to-date numbers, right?
Yeah, actually, in row 29 on the KPFK sheet, there's no budgeted severance payment, but there's an actual severance payment of $34,000, which would make up for most of that difference. So
that's where the majority of that's at.
And then, let's see, the other items seem to be, I don't see any major... major issues there. So,
can we pull up the KPFK cash flow too while we're on KPFK?
Okay.
File is KPFK underscore cash underscore flow underscore projection.
Okay, I just want to check out one thing here. Seems like there may be an issue. What did I say? The revenues were $200,000 ahead. Oh, and the other ones were $40,000-$50,000 behind. So the overall is okay. I guess that makes sense. Okay. I'm sorry. So the KPFK cash flow. Okay, let me find that. Okay. This part of the meeting is probably boring for the people at home.
Oh yeah, let's scream at each other for a while.
Without
I could sing. Forget all this.
Right.
So I just wanted to confirm. It looks like KPFK is planning in May and June to make $240,000 in catch-up payments of past central services.
And that was my understanding from our last LSB meeting, where Sean made some presentations on this. That yes, that we're like going to be paying off in advance things that we were behind, you know, a little more quickly than had been anticipated last year when the budget was being put together.
So will that settle everything you owe from last year? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm going to try and get up to speed on everything, like where we're at currently at Monday's meeting. But yes, it was that he was like, well, we're going to be able to pay this off sooner than we had anticipated. So I think we're moving towards having everything paid off soon.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Brian.
The amount it shows for K is $240,000. So that's
you mean the balance due, LaVon?
Yes. It's on. I sent you also. I sent you a cash flow for the national office.
Mm-hmm.
If you pull that up, it shows the bill backs, it shows the central services, and it shows the amount that's owed by KPFK. And yeah, it's $240,000. Now, BAI is $745,000. K is $240,000, and Sean committed to pay that back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what he's like.
Oh, I see. So you're on line 35 here of the KPFK cash flow.
Right, and then also looking at the national office cash flow projections, which Lynn does weekly. So I sent you the one for it. Goes through the end of April, and it shows that the $240,000 that we're going to get $40,000 in April, and we show $40,000 in April, which is slightly different, but we can always adjust it. $40,000 in June.
This is Grace. I'm sorry. I don't understand something. KPFK still is in arrears $240,000 to the national office.
Right.
But they have a payback plan.
Okay, but we're still working off our back debt in central service.
Right.
Okay.
Is that Grace? All
right. I thought it was much better than that, but whatever.
Is that
but
Grace
you'll be done
well, yeah,
in a few
great
months.
Our Paul.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, my recollection of the last LSB meeting is that Sean had said that we were paying off the remainder or the balance of our central services sooner than originally anticipated in the budget, that was the goal, and we were on track to do that.
And,
because this is basically a cash flow forecast, because the expenses were shown on the P&L, I believe, and this just shows the cash of it. So,
and, LaVon, have you reviewed this cash flow?
We talked about it with this morning earlier. I talked it over with Efren, and Efren also communicated with Anthony. So yeah, we.
No, I mean the KPFK.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, the KPFK. Yeah, I reviewed it with Efren, since he's intimately aware of KPFK, and he and Efren talked over some things with Anthony. In fact, we looked at the he has like this line on here of. He was thinking that he needed to postpone some payments to vendors, but I think he made a correction on here because it basically balances out, and so he doesn't have to do that, postpone payments to vendors. He was just trying to make sure that he had positive cash flows, but everything is fine.
Okay, well,
everything looks good.
Well, it appears that you end the year with with some cash.
The 26th, but the fund drive is the beginning of October.
Okay.
That's,
Jamie, you want to look at the available balance row, which is 22.
Yep.
They're looking at ending the year with $263,000 in the bank.
Oh, okay.
Okay, excess, okay.
Well,
yeah,
what's the...
Wait a minute. Cash flow at the beginning of month.
I guess I don't get the idea. Brian, can you explain, or LaVarne, can you explain what's the difference between cash and bank at the beginning of the month and then available balance?
They should...
Because I think they don't. The number that matches
exactly.
up with cash.
He's ending the year at 26,000. That's his excess of inflow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was completely wrong. Forget everything
yeah.
I said.
So line 41H would be the balance at the beginning
yeah.
of October, right?
End of year balance.
So you'd have 26,000.
Right. But his fund drive begins in October, so we K there with the fund drive and the success, the huge success you guys are having this year. You know, there is not a huge concern.
Okay. Well, I would have a small concern. Though I'm very, pleased.
Not with them raising the amount of money that they're raising.
I'm very pleased. Well,
he's still building, you know, based
I'm
on.
I'm a worry ward.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
it's no reserve.
Right, there's no buildup of a reserve. But there
and
is a payback, so.
Yeah, that's what we'll have to put into our budget for 2010 is, again, to build up the reserves and how they'll do that. So, definitely.
Right.
Well, and I mean, if they can maintain their revenues at the track they're on and their expenses, then we'll be on track to create a reserve the next year, having paid back this year.
Right.
I mean, again, it's assuming the economy doesn't get a whole lot worse or anything else compromise the fund drives, but...
Et cetera. But at least
it's looking better than the other stations.
Yeah, well, he was very diligent about, you know, making the necessary cuts and improving the collection of the pledges that are made. So hopefully we'll continue that way.
Summer, I have a quick question.
Yes.
Do you know how much money they've recouped from going after past unpaid pledges?
No, because at our last LSB meeting, we're having another one the 21st, next week. He was actually looking at using a... you know, like a professional collection company that he's had some previous experience with, and he was going to use it on a trial basis to see how much they could retrieve on that. So I'm hoping we'll get a report on that at our finance meeting next week and then at the LSB meeting. So the next national committee meeting that we have, I should be able to give a full report on how that's actually gone, okay?
Fantastic. You know, there's a lot of talk at this at the various stations, so it's good to...
Can you hear me? The volunteer efforts have been less than adequate.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't worked too well, to tell you the truth.
But the company that he said he has used in his previous experiences, the percentage that was necessary, you know, that they ended up making out of it for the percentage that was brought back in, it was very favorable, and he had good experiences with them. So we will see next week what kind of report he has, if he's, you know, engaged their services yet or not. But he was hopeful that that would help us with that, you know, bring up those numbers as well.
We've had some success using a telemarketing company for the same purpose, I'll just say. I think there's a scale issue between stations like KPFT and like the West Coast stations.
Sure.
Because we have like 15,000 people to call.
Yeah, definitely.
You just can't pack a room full of volunteers and put a dent in that. We don't have enough phone lines.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a volume issue. And so, but, you know, I all things, he seems to be very much on track with, you know, getting everyone working together well, and we're certainly doing better financially than we were last year in terms of catching up on our debts to the national office and everything. So hopefully we'll be able to weather this economy and continue and get a surplus by the end of the year.
Okay, well, why don't we, if there's no more KPFK comments, why don't we move on to the next station? The next tab is KPFT. And to look at KPFT, I'm back on the consolidated income statement. Go to the bottom line. Let's see, year-to-date actual, they show, this is row 129, column BL. They show a surplus of 34,000. The budget calls for a surplus of 68,000 at this point in the year, so they're $33,000 behind the budget. and you know, they're a smaller station, so that's a bigger number in relative to where they're at. And let's see, do any of the KPFTers on the call have a commentary you'd like to share?
We're floating. You're
floating.
Afloat.
Yeah, afloat is good. Let's see, and the revenue, actually there is a deficit, there's a definite shortfall in revenue. The budget calls for $723,000 at this point, and the actual is $613,000. That's a $110,000 shortfall in revenue. And that's mostly due to listener support.
Well, Jamie?
Yes. Though there's also
another
one of these flaky CPB accounting things. So.
Well, more importantly, if I remember correctly, we adopted a $1,060,000 budget.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're looking at halfway through the year, that 750 looks a little high, but I might be wrong. You know, if we're going halfway through the year, theoretically we should be at half of what we budgeted, and 750 just sounds a little bit too big, but I'm not that familiar with those numbers you're looking at, and please pardon me if I'm a little bit off kilter, but I really don't know. I cannot give you an answer as to why that number is 750.
Sorry, wait, which number, for KPFT, which number you said is 750?
723 is the total revenue for halfway through the year. Alberto wondered if that was too high.
You know, I think I sent out the budgets, the ones that I had.
Yes, you did.
Today. So if we can just pull that up.
Another email. Okay. And this was in response to a query by Susan.
Did I get a copy of that? This is Campbell Johnson.
Oh, hi, Campbell. I shall let me forward these to you.
And there's a second thing that from our last meeting that you were going to forward that I think somehow I didn't get.
Okay. Go. Okay. Here's one batch of stuff. And we're looking at the income statement that's in this email. And also, let's go to the budgets. And where are they?
And, I mean, if you just add the budget line 20.
Well, where are we?
Just add the
What spreadsheet is this?
This is the KPFT budget FY09, which also was sent to the National Finance Committee this afternoon.
Is this
afternoon.
Final or 41509?
I have the final.
Okay. Okay, so let's open that budget.
Yeah, 721. It's basically, you know, I just rounded in it. That adds to 721, so the number is 723. Yeah, that's the number.
Okay.
So that's the number. Okay, so, well, anyway, so that's what, so we're, KPFT is a good bit behind in revenue at the end of March.
Yeah, the listener support is the line, which basically makes up all of that. It's 106, and the variance is 110.
Right, that's true. Yeah, listener support seems to be the major issue.
Absolutely. It's the 20% down in the winter fund drive.
And actually, the expense lines, you seem to be doing better. You seem to be ahead of the budget in most of the expense lines. So,
a penny saved is a penny earned. That's what Ben Franklin always said.
Exactly. Good old Ben Franklin. He's the one that said that. Okay, so we're ahead. You're ahead by $35,000 in total salary.
Did they have pennies when Ben Franklin was around?
Part.
They invented the penny.
ahead by 19,000 administrative, ahead by 17,000 in programming, and the other things are kind of negligible. There's some community events expenses that are way beyond budget, but I guess those are remunerative events. Okay, so that's KPFT. Are there any other comments about KPFT?
Well, can we look at the cash there?
Okay, do we have a cash flow for KPFT? Yes, go ahead, Sherry.
Would you just summarize for me, Jamie, what the deficit would be then for T?
The operating deficit through the first 6 months. Well, they have a surplus of 34,000, and they're supposed to have a surplus of 68,000. So they're about $33,000 or $34,000 behind the budget.
And it was a break-even budget, as I recall. There was no surplus built into it.
Is that correct?
They're supposed to have what kind of surplus again?
Well, let's pull up that budget, which we just opened, and we'll see what's going on.
I wish you could have me listen. It's just not loud enough.
Pardon?
Yeah, the net income was about $27,000. So, yeah, essentially break even.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no surplus called for. So it seems like if the things go on at this point, there'll be a small deficit of a few tens of thousands. And let's see, where was there another question here?
Oh, I just wanted to take a look at their cash flow since they will be running down their reserve a little bit.
And we did get that. Do we have?
Yeah.
Do you have KPFT that pulled up?
_cash_flow, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Can you? I'm trying to. Can you pull out some?
Jamie, is this the thing that came under NSC reports or what? Or Pacifica Foundation Consolidated?
The Pacifica Foundation Consolidated has the income statement that we're looking at, which is called All Consolidated _Quarterly
Income
Statement. And it has a separate tab for each station. Right
mm-hmm.
now we're on KPFT. And let's see, I haven't quite located the cash flow, but Brian,
it's in the same email that had the consolidated income statements. It shows an end-of-year cash balance,
What's
and that's the low point between now and the end of the year, of $209,000.
Brian, what's the file name on that, please?
KPFT _cash_flow_FY09_reformatted.
I don't even have it.
The three formats just shows you the variances from month to month and from the beginning of the year.
So, end of year balance, they're projecting of $205,889. And it doesn't look like they're deferring any payments to reach that balance. So another situation where there's a deficit that needs to be adjusted, but not an immediate threat.
So they have like $200,000 in the bank, right?
We have $225,000 as of yesterday.
Very good.
Yeah.
And they're forecasting $205,000 at the end of the year.
Okay, so they might wind up with $150,000 or something.
No, this is a cash flow based on their actual
performance.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess the revenues could be off, and then you'd wind up below $205,000. But that's not budgeted. That's their best guess for what happens with actuals, and then March through September.
Okay. And KPFT's monthly expenses are what exactly?
80. Last month we had 84,000, 86,000, give or take.
Okay, yeah, year-to-date total expenses are 480,000, so that's very easy. So 80,000 is correct. So $200,000 is
yeah, it's a two-and-a-half-month cushion there.
Yeah.
Right.
If we can put the factors, the ratios and stuff, we can put that on the sheet also.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's...
I just want to make a comment on T. We're going to have to keep our fingers crossed in our May fund drive, because that's going to be the kicker. If we have another disastrous fund drive in May, well, you know, not disastrous, but short, like we did for the winter, that's going to be the big fundraiser for us, May. If we don't come in within budget, we're going to have to do some scrambling.
Okay. Okay, let me just write a note here about tea. So the short story for KPFT is there's a small shortfall.
Relative to budget.
Shortfall. Rebudget. But still have enough cash for 2 months at the end of the year. Okay, well, that's good. End of FY. Okay. So, all these stations that I don't know about, I can remember the one important thing. Okay, so let's move on to the next station, WBAI. Are we finished with KPFT then? Okay, next is BAI.
I had one question, Campbell Johnson, on...
go ahead.
The... Arturo, you said that the average per month is 80,000 total expenses, and I see the 70, 73, 74 for the past three. Is that a significant change from like prior months, or could it jump up again?
Well, I just figured out yesterday that, and again, this is a question for Laverne. I figured out that the numbers that we had for expenses were lacking the central services. And I might want to think that that central services is not included in that 72, 73, 74,000 number, but I'm not too sure.
Yeah, it is. You know, if you look at your cash flow, the cash flow sheet, there are the net cash outflows. Like in March, it was 84,000. You're right on. I mean, you in fact, you remember the number. You just didn't see it. It includes the central services were based on your listener support. So listener support was low. So of course, central services is low. So when your listener support goes up, then like in the month of May, and then
right,
services
right.
Starts go up. So you know it fluctuates, which of course this is the nature of our business, based on fund drive, and that's how we fund the
for
net
sure.
And
really, that's how we pay Amy.
Exactly.
I'll say that when we
had
created
a very
the
nice
policy
last night, Amy Goodman was there.
I'll say that when we created a policy on cash reserves. This is a few years back on this committee. We said a month should be operating expenses, not counting central services.
Yeah.
So if you're working towards having a month of expenses on hand, it's the expenses you need to run your station, because central services is a payment that's always contingent on income.
Yeah, like you said, he's running about 75, and it goes up in April because of funding for the for premiums for the fund drive. But yeah, you're running about 75, and then a month when there's no major premium expense, 75 to 80.
Well, good.
This is, and you know, Markeisha, you know, when we ask for information on cash flows and budget updates, she has her stuff like the next day. So Markeisha and Dwayne work it really well together, and they know what's happening. So just want to make that comment.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, well, let's move on to WBAI then. And we'll look first at the bottom line here.
Please.
Row 136.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Are we ready to move on to BAI?
I hope so.
Okay. So row 136 shows year-to-date actual of negative $216,000. The budget calls for a $63,000 surplus. So that's a variance of $280,000 in the wrong direction. And key players in that variance are listener support, 151,000 below what it's supposed to be. It says year-to-date actual is 975. Year-to-date budget is 1,126. Revenues are actually off by $226,000. The year-to-date revenues, the sheet says actuals are 1.4 million. The budget calls for 1.63 million. So, I wonder if there's more, there's still a funny artifact with CPB.
You're not off by much, though, if you count those two lines. You're only off about 9,000.
Oh, that's true. Okay, that's probably what it is then.
But, you know, it's weird, Jamie, because all of previous budget years that I can remember, we've known by the time we approved the budget what the exact CPP allocation was for each station.
Mm-hmm.
And on our income statements, that line has always been
stable,
has always matched to the dollar.
So no variance.
Right, so even a $9,000 variance raises my eyebrows.
Okay.
I think it's worth looking into at all units. It happens to be bigger at our station, but there's some. It needs follow-up when it's off anywhere.
Len does the reconciliation, and I can't put my hand on it, but I have it here someplace. So I'll just look at that and pass that along tomorrow, since it's noted that there you would like to see that, and I can get that to you.
So my question would be, did the numbers that we put down at the beginning actually coincided with a grant that was finally authorized?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And if not, like I said, last year KPFA wound up getting less money than we budgeted, and it was
right.
The CPB's error, and because we followed up on it, we got the $91,000 back from them. So, it's worth diligence on that end, too, making sure the CPP did their paperwork right.
So you were not aware of it, though, Brian? We were not aware that there was a shortcoming on that particular grant?
Last year?
Well, yeah.
We saw a shortfall against budget. Then we checked the national office reconciliation, and it did match the paperwork the CPP gave us, saying,
okay,
here's what we're giving you. But then we called the CPP and said, we had understood our grant would be bigger. Why are we coming up short? And after a bunch of back and forth, they acknowledged they'd made a mistake.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. So that's revenues off by 226. The other big player in BAI's shortfall is salary and related. The actual is $784,000. The budget is $665,000 for it. That's a difference of $119,000.
What row is this?
I'm on row 40 on the WBAI tab, all the way over to the right-hand side, BK, BN, and B0.
Jamie, how does that compare to what your variance was based on February numbers?
I think it was about that much. I don't have that right.
So that would mean delayed cuts rather than cuts that weren't made.
Well, it seems like for that much, I can only think delayed cuts would add 40,000 or so.
Mm.
I can't see.
But if it's not growing, I mean.
Oh, part of this is due to a payment that was made for raises that were due in 2008 that were not budgeted in 2009, but the payment was made in 2009. I believe that's 32,000 of the problem.
Oh, okay.
And the late payments is probably 40,000, and then there's another 40,000 or 50,000.
But if the total variance hasn't changed from February year to date to March year to date,
right?
It means you're not overspending; you just overspent.
Okay, let me just pull that up.
Yeah, actually, it improved.
So, it improved?
Yeah, you were at 339. Actually, it has improved. I believe last month it was at 339. But the other thing, that what has actually improved in here is that it's on the rental, the office rental and the transmitter rental, because what was happening, and this is an issue, is that with in the finance group there with BAI, it's like the person there is like really stretched. So when we were asking for those items to accrue the expenses, there was like if there was an over accrual, so that's what the difference is. That's what brought it down to the 79. So if you look at that's what happened. There was an over accrual, so therefore if you look at the expenses, you'll see that there is actually a credit.
So the tower's not $100,000 over what it's supposed to be anymore.
Exactly. If you find it there, yeah.
That's only 40 over what it's supposed to be.
It's it shows 40. So what we did is we actually went in. If you look at March, there's a credit there. It was an overaccrual by $31,000 on the tower. And the office, so that's what it appeared it should have been. So we'll have to look. But that was the reversal to make that correct.
Okay, so that's one of the reasons why this is better.
Exactly.
And probably we did better than budgeted for listener support in March. The money that was supposed to come in February probably showed up in March.
That's the other issue in terms of with BAI when we were there. The information in terms of putting the credit cards, doing that, and also putting it into Memphis is like totally delayed because of just, again, you're the people are just stretched. The finance person is doing that, plus Memphis, plus development. So a lot of this is like delayed input into the system, into Memphis.
Right.
And I can tell you briefly, we talked with Wells Fargo, and I talked again with a guy today, and we're looking at, we're trying to understand, which I always question why there's this third party, this Global Payments, when, should go into Memphis, then go bank. So we're talking about that and talking about discounting fees. So that's an opportunity, hopefully, to cut down some of those expenses.
Oh, good. Yeah, actually, Brian, in response to your question, the variance in February was $116,000 on salary and related, and here it's $119,000. So it's basically, it hasn't gotten worse.
Well, it's gotten $3,000 worse.
Right.
It's essentially on.
Okay, so
it needs more looking into, but it sounds like your issue there is a one-time issue, not a continuing issue.
Right.
Against budget.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So great to have sheets with numbers to look at. They reveal so many things.
Correct numbers.
thank you.
But any old numbers, really. And
No. We've had enough of it.
We had enough of that. Okay, so
been there and done that.
Yeah.
I believe those are the two big contributors to BAI's shortfalls on the sheet.
Also, that's because we're able to close the books on the 10th workday too. Is the reason why you have numbers.
Sure.
No, it's excellent. I'm very pleased we have these so soon after the end of the month. Thank you so much, LaVarne.
Well, so we should reiterate that the budget assumed your office rental payments would cut in half starting this month.
Yeah, that's...
That variance is going to grow.
Yes.
Right. And also, I can tell you just briefly on that, I spoke with the landlord, with Silverstein, and we had a long conversation. Actually, we were trying to reach him on Friday, and I ended up talking to him on Monday. But, he still has his offer on the table, and Tony's going to send me the initial offer.
He still has what on the table?
Offer on the table to take back some of the space. So we'll just Anthony had reviewed it with someone, and we'll just have to review it again and also talk with Silverstein again, with Roger Silverstein, to talk about that. As an opportunity to reduce the rental, so that's
God, why wouldn't we take it?
Well, you have to pay the construction cost of dividing the space, right?
That's the part that you negotiate. We are not for profit. There is like office although he's taken it back, which is, you know, still an offer. But, you know, he understands in my conversation with him is that we have a cash flow issue, and cash flow, we do not have cash flow at BAI, and the foundation has a cash flow issue due to the economy. So, you know, we have to just put on the table what our limits are in terms of making this happen, and then we'll have to go from there.
And did he indicate he would be receptive to swallowing part of the cost or amortizing it?
We didn't get into the details. I had heard this, so he didn't get into that, but I went into my description, which is accurate, of our financial position that, you know, due to the economy, you know, we don't have the reserves that we have required each station to maintain, and that BAI does not have any cash. You're limited there. So, but you know, he said he would send me the proposal, and Anthony said he would send me the proposal plus the analysis that he had someone do on it.
That's a step forward.
But you all didn't reach any understandings. It was just that you're going to send documents.
But I was talking to him on the phone. There's no negotiation on the phone. He has, like he says, he has his attorneys. He sends the things, and then we have our attorneys. So no, that's not a conversation.
But at least you're speaking with him directly from the national office now, and it's not just going through the manager in New York, right?
And he understands that. He knows that he needs to reach it. Any communication comes to me, and
excellent.
Well, that's helpful.
That's a good point.
Thanks.
Let's see, and should we take a quick look at this cash flow document that came from BAI then?
I haven't had a real good chance because I was trying to compare it to some of the things I got on Friday, because Indra actually did have a cash flow for me, but it was just for the month, and she couldn't pull the other. They were BAI is having problems with their printers, I mean, which is we had last Friday. We could not print stuff out. So I haven't really had a chance to compare to what Jamie and I had kind of like ginned up some numbers also, but we can take a look at it.
Why don't we take a look at it? It's worth.
Okay. Well, first, just let me tell you that the repayment plan that Anthony had sent to Roger Silverstein, I think the amounts are in here, but he doesn't have it separated. He just has it under
administrative.
Yes.
A rent.
And he has it under administrative. So he has the rent, and so yeah, he took it out of administrative. So if I look at the numbers for April, he has 69, and you know I have him show from based on his repayment shows only 30, and then it goes to 58, and then 59, and then 59 plus. Spent 15 plus another 30, so he's about back on. In
our Paul, did you have a question?
Yes. What cell are we talking about here?
I believe we're in the WBAI projected cash flow 208-209.
I have that, but
I believe LaVarne is in row 35, rent.
Projected cash flow. Is that the second email that came out?
You know, I don't. This one is in yet another email, so I will forward this one to you. There were quite a few emails that I got
today. That's 69,100 short, right?
Well, see, yeah, he's showing the 69 across, but he has a repayment plan that shows different numbers. Like, in April, he shows 30,000. In May, 50, about 59. In June, actually, it goes up to about 75. And then in July, he's about right on at 5.
Are you on the first tab or the second tab in this file?
I'm on the first tab. Which tab are you on?
It's they're the same. I was about to reformat some of this, but it's the first tab.
Okay.
The numbers are identical on both?
No, he's showing his rent. Like they said, it shows 69,100. But I was just dropping in the numbers that he had identified as far as his repayment on the rent. So it's the numbers are slightly different, but if they all add up
at the end. It should be fine.